So can you start off by introducing yourself?
My name is Scott Rocca. I'm the co-owner of Griffin 3D.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about Griffin 3D.
So Griffin 3D is a company that produces and designs 3D printers. So we have a couple of them that are out there right now of multiple different sizes, and we're St. Louis based.
So what makes Griffin 3D the 3D printer to have?
They have a self-calibration system, so it helps to reduce time needed out of the box. They also use a Gorilla Glass for the bed, so it's a lot stronger than some of the other stuff, much harder to break, great with working with kids like we're doing today.
Awesome. So some serious resiliency to keep up there. So what brought you to the event today?
We're here with Ripple 3D. We're making cookie cutters for kids. So we're using an online program that's free to use, designing cookie cutters and then printing them out in about 15 minutes.
Awesome. So how'd you find Ripple 3D?
Ripple actually found us.
Okay.
We've done a lot of events around the St. Louis area, and they saw us at one of them, contacted us. This is actually the third event we've done with them.
Nice. So how many cookie cutters have you turned out so far?
We did 72 yesterday.
Oh my gosh. So the kids get to make their own designs?
Yeah, so they get to design their own, and it's whatever shapes they want. We had a couple of bat symbols, a Thor's hammer, a lot of letters. So it's been pretty interesting what they're coming up with.
And now you are currently decked out in one of your products. Can you tell us about this lovely banner?
So this is a stretchlet. Normally it's supposed to be a bracelet, something that you print really small.
Yeah.
With our biggest machine that'll do 18 inches in diameter, we decided, well, let's scale that up. And we did, and I can actually stretch it out to about 5.5 feet.
Oh, wow.
Impressive. So can you tell us a little bit about kind of where your company is going and what your goals are?
Our goals really are just to help to educate people on what the technology can do, and then to try and work with schools, educational institutions. I have a background in theater, so we're trying to push towards that market with a lot of the things that you can do with this for both in classroom and for the shows.
All right, so that would be like fabrication and that sort of thing?
So, and that's actually the neat thing is that we have an Iron Man helmet that's wearable, so you can do full armor if you really wanted to. But the really neat thing is that with some of the systems we're working on, you'll be able to do four color, and with that, then you can actually do like architectural set models, some really cool creative stuff.
So can you tell us then, what brought you from theater to 3D printing?
I'd always had an interest in technology, and when I was in college for theater, I did a lot of stuff with 3D modeling, and it was a lot of mechanical stuff. After I got out of college, I went through MIT's Fab Academy program, and that really opened my eyes to a lot of the digital fabrication stuff. And after that, I got back to St. Louis, started a 3D printer meetup, and met my partner and went from there.
Very nice. So how long has your company been producing 3D printers?
We've been in development for 2 years, but we've been a company for about a year.
Wow. So still fresh, but still working awesome so far.
Yeah.
It's held up to the trials and tribulations of having children on them, and they look like brand new still. And these are the same ones that you bring to the
every
other
show.
Three?
Yeah.
Wow.
We actually pulled these guys off of our production line, so the printers print themselves.
Oh, wow.
I pulled these guys off our production line that we have in our shop of just machines that run around the clock. These things have over 1,000 hours on them each.
Wow.
So, and they're still running strong. No real upkeep or anything that's been done to them.
Nice. So, what kind of material do you use for the actual printing?
So, today we're running a PLA, which is a polylactic acid. It's a starch-based bioplastic that's compostable. So, if you put it out in your compost pile after a year or two with enough heat, light, and moisture, it'll actually break all the way back down.
Excellent. That seems like a really good thing to bring when you're talking cookie cutters.
Yeah. The one thing I always warn people about with cookie cutters is you can use them a couple of times, but because of the way printers make cookie cutters, they're not really good after that because they're hard to clean.
I was wondering about that when you were talking about the breaking down. I was like, yes, you probably wouldn't want to put it through a dishwasher.
No, and the bigger thing I'll tell people is for kids, they're great for using for Play-Doh or Model Magic, things that you don't always have to clean.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So can you tell us, do you have a favorite piece that you have printed yet on one of your printers?
I've got a couple. We have a TARDIS Transformer. That guy's actually pretty cool. I've got a couple other tools and jigs that I made in our shop thing.
Perfect. You need to get those out to market, man. I think you're
actually
not along.
The cool thing is I downloaded those for free. So
everything
we have on our table is stuff that anybody can download and print. And we do that to show people you can make any of this stuff without doing anything more than downloading them.
Cool. And you can see some of the shots that we took of the stuff that's on the table, but if you don't have a chance to get around to it, it's stuff like really cool octopuses, the Iron Man
mask is there,
and some really other neat stuff that they have out there for show and tell.
So if our listeners want to learn more about you and your company, your products, where should they go?
Griffin nathan3d.com.
Perfect.
Are all your sales online? And
yeah, so right now we do all of our sales online. We're working through a backlog and trying to get it to a point where we'll have a point of sale system. Uh-huh. Today isn't really about sales, it's about working with Ripple and showing people what the technology can do and how you can have a lot of fun with it.
Awesome. And we do appreciate you coming out to that, because your station has been extremely popular.
It has.
Kids have been having fun.
Yeah, picking up all the cool stuff, playing with it a little bit, and probably some horrified printers or people realizing that they're going to have to buy their kid a 3D printer now.
Christmas list is going to be ugly.
Yes.
Awesome. So one thing we like to do is ask people what our listeners can do for them. So if you had one ask to the people that are listening right now, what would that be?
Go out and find a design software and start having some fun with it. There's a lot of really cool free design software out there that you can use. We use Tinkercad very heavily.
Okay.
It's a great web-based program that's really friendly for kids and adults alike.
And is that what they're using right now?
No, we're using Cookie Caster today.
It's a specific Cookie Caster program.
Very specialized.
Okay, gotcha. Exactly. Because the neat thing is it'll actually reverse and flip everything so that when it prints, it's backwards, but then when you punch something, it's the correct direction.
Awesome. So all the brain work really taken out, straightforward and perfect. So tell us more then about Tinkercad that you were talking about.
So Tinkercad's a web-based program. It saves everything on the website for you. So all you have to do is make an account, log in, and your stuff's always there. And it's great for schools and kids that are always switching stations so that they log into that account and their stuff's already there. So there's no having to use a server or external drive, anything like that that can get lost or hard to use.
So. Perfect. Well, thanks so much for that recommendation. I know there's probably a ton of people right now going out and downloading it frantically, of course. But thanks for talking with us.
Not a problem.
Appreciate it.